E.L. Doctorow's novel, Billy Bathgate, has been made into a new film starring Dustin Hoffman. In a couple of minutes, film critic Stephen Schiff will review the movie. First, from the Fresh Air Archives, we'll hear E.L. Doctorow read from Billy Bathgate. The novel is about a 15-year-old teenager from the Bronx who attaches himself to gangster Dutch Schultz.
The book opens with Billy leaping aboard a tugboat where Mr. Schultz is taking one of his henchmen, Bo Weinberg, en route to a ritual drowning in New York Harbor. And this is the way the book begins. He had to have planned it because when we drove onto the dock, the boat was there and the engine was running, and you could see the water churning up phosphorescence in the river, which was the only light there was because there was no moon nor no electric light either in the shack where the dockmaster should have been sitting, nor on the boat itself, and certainly not from the car. Yet everyone knew where everything was, and when the big Packard came down the ramp, Mickey the driver braked it so that the wheels hardly rattled the boards. And when he pulled up alongside the gangway, the doors were already open, and they hustled Bo and the girl upside before they even made a shadow in all that darkness. And there was no resistance. I saw a movement of black bulk, that was all. And all I heard was maybe the sound someone makes who is frightened and has a hand not his own over his mouth. The doors slammed and the car was humming and gone, and the boat was already opening up water between itself and the slip before a thin minute had passed. Nobody said not to, so I jumped aboard and stood at the rail, frightened as you might expect, but a capable boy, he had said that himself. A capable boy, capable of learning, and I see now, capable of adoring, worshipping, that rudeness of power of which he was a greater student than anybody. Oh, and that menace of him, where it might be all over for anyone in his sight from one instant to the next. That was what it all turned on. It was why I was there. It was why I was thrilled to be judged so by him as a capable boy. The danger, he really was a maniac. Besides, I had that self-assurance of the very young, which was in this case the simple presumption I could get away when I would, any time I wanted. I could outrun him, outrun his rage or the rage of his understanding and the reach of his domain, because I could climb fences and hustle down alleys and jump fire escapes and dance along the roof parapets of all the tenements of the world if it came to that. I was capable, I knew it before he did, although he gave me more than confirmation when he said it. He made me his. But anyway, I wasn't thinking of any of this at the time. It was just something I had in me if I could use if I had to. Not even an idea, but an instinct waiting in my brain in case I ever needed it. Or else, why would I have leapt lightly over the rail as the phosphorescent water widened under me, to stand and watch from the deck as the land withdrew and a wind from the black night of water blew across my eyes, and the island of lights rose up before me as if it were a giant ocean liner sailing past and leaving me stranded with the big, murdering gangsters of my life and times.
E.L. Doctorow reading from his novel Billy Bathgate. Stephen Schiff went to see if Robert Benton's film adaptation was worth the wait.
In a word, no. In fact, the saddest thing about Benton's version of Billy Bathgate is that it won't inspire anybody to go back and read the Doctorow version. Doctorow turned the tale into an amazing study of the banality of evil. He entered Billy's mind, the mind of an innocent who could recoil from Schultz's atrocities and at the same time admire and even participate in them. In Doctorow's hands, the story of Billy became a metaphor for the way all-American ingenuity and energy are perverted by the equally all-American lust for power and celebrity. In Benton's hands, well, it's just a gangster picture, and a sadly limp one at that. Dustin Hoffman plays Schultz in a way that I'm tempted to call ecologically sound, because he seems to be recycling old performances. He gives Schultz the drab grumble of his Willie Loman in Death of a Salesman. He throws in the unvarying sourpuss frown of Mumbles, the hoodie played in Dick Tracy. And he even sometimes walks with the same awkward little totter he gave Raymond in Rain Man. This must be how Hoffman's performances usually look halfway through his movie's always stormy preparation period. Only this time he never finished preparing. He just quit in midstream. Still, as underwhelming as Hoffman is, he wipes newcomer Lauren Dean, who plays Billy, off the screen. When these two are together, well, it's not exactly a fireworks display. Not even when Dutch is demonstrating to Billy the shooting prowess of a couple of henchmen named Irving and Lulu.
Who's a better shooter?
Irving.
Why? Well, you got them all in there. Nothing's wasted.
No, this ain't ladies' embroidery. It don't have to be neat. If you got the time to set it up and you need a clean hit, you send Irving. But if you're in a tight spot, you want Lulu standing next to you. Boom, 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 boom. It's all over in a couple of seconds.
From Tom Stoppard, who wrote the screenplay, you expect a little razzle-dazzle. But the only place you get any is in Nicole Kidman's performance as Drew Preston, Dutch's temporary moll. Kidman brings out the naughty girl insouciance of a debutante toying with mobsters and suddenly getting in over her head. You can hear the sound of money in her voice, in scenes like this one, in which she romances poor eager Billy.
You're Mr. Schultz's girl.
No, I'm not his girl. He's my gangster. Besides, you're the one who's been looking after me.
But why is a hot number like Drew even vaguely interested in a callow stooge-lit like Billy? And what attracts her to Dutch and his gang in the first place? Life among these thugs is so dull that we never know. In failing to recreate Dutch's explosive charisma, Benton and Hoffman destroy the story from the inside out. We can't see the sacred monstrousness that attracts Billy to the life of an outlaw. All we see is a dumb kid who inexplicably wants to hang out with a grubby goon. Benton has taken a great American fable and removed the fabulous from it. The result, I'm afraid, is a movie with cement shoes.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair. I'm Terry Gross.